I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's easy to ignore from halfway across the globe, but the fact is the war in Syria doesn't stop. In the northern city of Aleppo, bombs rain down from the sky every day. In recent weeks, government troops have cut off the city's main roads, while Syrian and Russian aircraft pummel rebel-controlled portions of Aleppo. When those residents who remain in the city hear the buzz of planes overhead, most dive for cover. That's not the case with a group of volunteers known as the White Helmets. They rush toward the destruction, and they pull bodies from beneath rubble, hoping to find someone still alive. Earlier today, I spoke with one of Aleppo's White Helmets, 29-year-old Ishmael Al-Abdullah.
The last few days was like hell for all the people in Aleppo City. We can't bring any food, we can't bring any supplies for the hospitals. We have heavy bombing in Aleppo City, and a lot of people were killed just yesterday night. All the people in Aleppo City who are living now are the poorest, most of them widows, orphans. The electricity went off 2 days ago, and we don't have any electricity in Aleppo City. The darkness is everywhere. The situation has become worse and worse and worse. The streets are empty of people. The market is closed completely. I haven't seen any bread. I haven't seen any rice in all Aleppo City. All what we have now is just bombing, bombing, bombing. The people now are so scared about their futures, about everything. This nightmare has become so close to them.
Ishmael, when was the last time you went out as a White Helmet civil defense worker?
Just yesterday.
And what did you find when you went out?
We went to the west neighborhoods of Aleppo City, and we found a lot of buildings collapsed because of the bombing. We worked for more than 10 hours to pull out the bodies from under the rubble. We have 10 people were killed, including the 3 kids.
Did you find any people who were wounded that you could save and get to some medical help?
Yes, we did yesterday. We have the wounded people, and we took her to the hospital, and actually she's alive now.
How soon after a bombing do you go out and try to find people?
Actually, I give you an example. We our job every day to track the choppers, to track the warplanes. Then when they hear that the airstrike bombing one place, we wait for another attack because we know that when they bomb a place, they wait for us to get there and they bomb another bomb. So we wait some minutes to go to the location. After that, maybe we are working in order to get someone, maybe another airstrike will be, and we know that another airstrike maybe will hit us. So we withdraw, then we complete our job another time. This is happening every day.
How do you manage to do this work? It's very, very difficult.
All what is happening, when you see a human being is suffering and you need to do something to help them, to save them actually, if you can save someone, you have to do it.
Have you lost any friends yourself in this tragedy?
Actually, I lost 2 friends 9th of July. 2 of my staff were killed by an airstrike. They rushed to the location for bombing, and when they tried to pull the wounded people, another airstrike hit them and killed them. One of them killed immediately with the other one, lost his hand and lost his leg. Then he died in the hospital.
Has your own home been affected? Are you living in a different place than you were a couple years ago because of the bombing of Aleppo?
Most of the people in Aleppo City are displaced. They move. If this neighborhood was bombed, they moved to another neighborhood. Actually, I moved 3 times. I moved from house to another because of the bombing.
Ishmael, my last question is, in Syria, in your own situation, are there any people you consider heroes through this very difficult time?
I can consider everyone who's staying in Aleppo City and all Syria. They are all heroes in this situation, this bombing, this killing. All of them are heroes.
29-year-old Ishmael Al-Abdullah speaking to us from Aleppo, Syria, where he is a White Helmet volunteer. Thank you so much, Ishmael.
Thank you.